Obama's patriotism. A photograph published by Time magazine during the Iowa Democratic primary showed Obama standing on stage in Indianola, Iowa, on September 17, 2007, during what the magazine identified as a Senator Tom Harkin steak fry. The magazine reported the national anthem was being played. Surprisingly, Obama was the only one in the photo who did not have his right hand over his heart. Obama stood there, his hands folded together casually in front of him. The story was picked up by Mark Finkelstein on the blog newsbuster.org. Finkelstein cited federal law, subtly making the point Obama lacked respect. According to U.S. Code, Title 36, Chapter 10, Section 171, during rendition of the national anthem, when the flag is displayed, all present, except those in uniform, should stand at attention, facing the flag, with the right hand over the heart. Finkelstein commented, "Does Obama perhaps believe that, like wearing the flag pin, the hand on the heart isn't true patriotism?" Obama explained, "I was taught by my grandfather that you put your hand over your heart during the pledge, but during the Star Spangled Banner, you sing." With one photo, the impression swept the country that somehow Obama did not share the pride in the United States that most Americans feel. Less than 3 weeks later, on October 4, 2007, Obama told ABC News he refused to wear a flag pin on his lapel because he wanted to maintain the purism of his opposition to the Iraq War. Was his failure to hold his hand over his heart another expression of his anti-war sentiments? Obama and his supporters may think it is not important to wear a flag pin or to hold his right hand over his heart while the national anthem is played. But try explaining that to the veterans and thousands of American families who have lost loved ones in this country's foreign wars, as well as those currently serving in the military. When the United States has its armed forces in the field of battle, a politician running for president raises many unnecessary questions by refusing to make simple expressions of devotion to the country he aspires to lead. To not do so risks alienating important voter segments, ones that Obama can ill afford to lose, especially when his opponent is John McCain, a Vietnam War prisoner. Even Obama will have to honor his rival as a legitimate war hero.